Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
I am delighted to say that I'm joined in studio by three very special guests. Founder and director of the Together Academy, Therese Coveney, and two students from the academy itself, Kim and Connor. Guys, thanks for coming in. How are you all?
Thank you. I'm well.
Well, it's lovely to have you. I love the t-shirts, your Together Academy t-shirts.
Thank you.
They're very, very smart. I like that. For those who don't know, what is the Together Academy? Tell us.
Well, my name is Therese and I run the Together Academy with a great bunch of other teachers and staff and culinary people in the kitchens. But what Together Academy really is a college for young adults with Down syndrome. Our adults come from the age of 21 upwards and they do a 2-year culinary skills course. And then we take our learning that the guys get in the classroom and we bring it into our training cafe, which is in Wanderers Rugby Club. And the guys serve their food there, do their barista skills, work in the kitchen, and I suppose showcase their skills to potential future employers. And they provide the most beautiful community environment with the best coffee, the best food, and I would say probably the most enjoyable eating experience in Dublin. And it is run by our students, but supported by our staff.
So where did the idea come from, or why do you think there was a need for this?
Well, the idea came, I often tell people it probably started really 12 years ago when my daughter April was born, and she followed two typically developing boys, and April had Down syndrome and we weren't aware before she was born that she was going to have Down syndrome. So that came as a bit of a surprise to us, and we decided very early that we wanted her to have the same opportunities as her brothers. And she went to mainstream school with them and got a huge amount of support up at the Down Syndrome Centre, which supports children with Down syndrome. And then I was off at a conference and I was kind of trying to just look to the future and realised that there was very much still a model of a lifetime in day services for adults with intellectual disabilities, and that the unemployment level for young adults with Down syndrome was around 90%.
90%? Yes. Now that is kind of a scary stat. So that is like
unbelievable.
No opportunity to work.
No, and yet... you know, a lack of expectation being put on these young adults. And yet then I was speaking to friends who were employers and they were saying they'd be very, very open and interested in supporting people who learn differently. And we could see through the early school years that our daughter was going to school with children who totally support, you know, are used to being with people who, you know, who might need a bit of extra help with doing things. So that led me to sitting down to approaching the Down Syndrome Centre and seeing would they support me in trying to find a project for the future, and then meeting up with a lot of fantastic mums who were all kind of the like-minded that things had to change for young adults in Ireland who have Down syndrome. And we managed to find a certified course, and then the cafe, which we wanted a community setting and something that could be replicated around the country. And the next thing for us to do was find our students, and that was probably the easiest part and the most rewarding part. We brought in 16 young adults with Down syndrome September a year ago to do our 2-year course. They have now graduated and we're taking our next group in January next year.
Okay.
So it's been phenomenal.
Would I be right in saying now that Kim and Connor, who are in studio, are two of your graduates?
Kim and Connor are two of our fantastic graduates.
Amazing work, guys. Yes. Amazing. Okay, now you guys give me the dirt on Therese. Get into that mic there now.
Of course.
Can I ask you, Kim, first of all, how does it feel to be a graduate?
To finish college for the program of Together Academy.
Yeah,
it's big achievement for us.
Yeah,
and we just love it there.
Oh, listen, it's amazing what you have done. And you love it there. Is it good fun?
Yes.
Is it good fun in there? Did you make good friends in there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that is good to know, because that is very, very, very important. Would Connor be one of your pals now?
He is. I know Connor very, very well.
Okay.
As well, because he goes to Blue Diamond with me.
Okay.
It's like acting out in college.
Okay, amazing. And Connor, how has Together Academy, how has it changed your life?
Yeah, Together Academy changed my life because I learned a lot for the last 2 years. I also learning a lot on my work skills. Now, it does give me a lot of confidence. Once I find my confidence to find a place in Together Academy, it makes me brave, strong worker who is helping his friends to find courage and the strength to go forward.
You're going to do me out of a job. I think so. Your confidence, you're doing so well talking on the radio. Can I just say, first of all, I know you've never even been in a radio studio, so this is another big step. So that is phenomenal. So well done. I suppose the sad thing about graduating is you'll have to leave the academy. What will you miss about the academy?
Yes, so I do miss all the staff and my friends. I miss everyone around me. Together Academy was a wonderful place. I miss everything about working with my friends and working in Together Cafe. I learned so much already.
What will you miss?
I will miss everyone in Together Comedy.
Trace! And I miss Trace!
And especially T. Trace. Yeah. And also Alison Gall. She is the head chef.
Amazing.
Of Together Comedy.
Well, it sounds like you guys have worked very, very hard and it's a gorgeous initiative. And I just want to ask you finally, Trace, what challenges do you face when it comes to looking for partnering businesses? And if you wanted to do a call out for any businesses right now, what would you say?
Well, the call out I would give at the moment is that while Connor and Kim have graduated out to our Happy Out Cafe over in the Baths and Dunleary, our training cafe at Wanderers always needs additional support. And we've got an amazing Christmas menu. And it's just wonderful for corporates to bring, corporates and the local community, to come in and bring their friends and bring their colleagues and experience our students. Because it's only by the cafe continually being busy. We do corporate catering and we've got merchandise on sale there and all that sort of stuff. We are trying to run it as a social enterprise, really take these guys out of any sort of a charity setting. So I suppose if, when corporates come in and they meet our students and they see their skills, we don't have to do an awful lot more because they come then looking to see, can they come and provide proper paid employment. So come and visit the cafe, follow us on our social media channels. That's very important, isn't it, Kim? And just see the value. I mean, the joy of having these guys in your business and how much, I suppose, employees really value having people who need a little bit of extra support on site. And the feedback you get is that there is just an empathy within the colleagues and an ability to see and do things a little bit differently, and that it is a win-win for both the young adults who need the jobs and the corporates. Yeah.
Therese, Connor and Kim, thank you so much for coming in and letting us all know about the amazing work that the Together Academy do. Therese, if people want to find out more, where can they go?
Oh,
what's
our
your
website?
Your website,
www.togethercounty.com.
Amazing.
Instagram.
That's okay. I told you, Alfair, I make all the mistakes on this show. Well done. Look, not only have you done amazing work, and I wanted to say congratulations for graduating, you have deadly taste in music.
Oh, yes.
You have some taste in music. And I don't play requests because I'm not a request show. However, I was told of the two songs you want played, and I'm going to play them right now. So, Connor, I'm going to go to you first. What song would you like me to play?
I'd love to hear Beautiful Christmas by Big Time Rush.
Okay, okay. We have that. And what about yourself?
For me, What's My Name? Disney. Help. No, first.
Okay, well, come here to me. We're going to take a little break. We're going to get those songs for you. Okay. Do you like Disney?
Yes, I do.
Oh, so do I. Have you been to Disneyland?
I really want to.
Oh, me too. I've never been. Lottie Ryan, my pal in here, always goes to Disney. She's always banging on about it. So I need to get there, even in spite. I'm going to get those songs after the break, because earlier on you told me different songs, but that's okay because we can get those songs for you. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. You're absolute legends. Best of luck in all that you do.
Thank you. Thank you.